Friends, here is a psalm for Solomon. It is something that David wrote for his son Solomon to be a blessing upon his kingdom. But friends, as you read this, I'm sure you saw that there is greater than Solomon in this psalm. It's speaking about a king whose kingdom is everlasting, whose rule is from shore to shore, from sea to sea, whose name shall never perish. Who is this talking about? It's about the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, who rules over all. Now, the rulers of this world right now, they are fighting against him, but he's still king. The fact that they are fighting against him doesn't mean that he does not rule. But friends, one day he will return, one day he will come and show his glory in such a way that every king in this world, every person in this world will bow the knee to him. So we thank God for this. And we can say with the psalmist, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And his glory fills the earth. The creation is singing and preaching his glory. And then there are pockets of his people throughout the world too, who gather together as lights upon a hill that cannot be hid. And they are worshiping him. And then they go through their days, they go through the week, through the troubles, through the temptations, all the kinds of things that are fired upon them, yet they continue on miraculously by God's grace. They are being kept, and in the midst of their troubles, they are still trusting in the Lord. They are being kept by God. The king does not lose any of the citizens of his kingdom. He doesn't lose them, but he protects them and provides for them. Well, may the Lord then bless us and help us to know this king. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. Amen.